And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Lucy Potter. Today on the show we catch up with the youth group Alphabet.
And the people behind the new Trans Pride Southwest will be here.
Plus, whilst it's still Pride season, we're finding out how mad Brighton Pride was too.
All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Hello everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening all.
How are we all?
Well, we're okay. We're tickety-boo. The sun's shining. It's hot.
Those of you listening on BCFM, don't worry. If you're listening for the Bloom Fiesta stuff, the guys are still up there. They'll be back straight after our show. But we've been really naughty and butting in halfway through for shout-outs.
Yes, because we're important.
Those of you listening on other stations, hello as well and welcome. So now, it's still very much Pride season at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Very much so.
I think it's Cardiff Pride this weekend, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And we've just had Brighton.
Yes. Well, speaking of which, I believe we have a chap on the phone called Chris, who has been
Chris
there.
Adams, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
You okay?
Now, let
me introduce Chris. Chris is a new member of the Shoutout team. He's our Somerset correspondent, and he did a lot of fixing for me at Western Pride. So thanks to you for that, Chris.
You need fixing, like, do you?
He was my personal fixer. Well, you're staring at me.
Was he fixing, like, your eyelashes or?
Absolutely, of course. Makeup, hair constantly.
Touch up, all that kind of stuff.
So
yeah.
Before I interviewed anyone, I'd have makeup, hair, of course, and Chris did it all for
Chris,
me.
You're a talented man.
I think I was just the bag person.
So yeah, you went down to Brighton Pride, did you?
I did.
Yeah, Chris, tell us, first of all, we saw lots of pictures and all that, but the most memorable thing for me was when the BBC put an item on their website about the security of Brighton Pride. There was a threat and barriers were being put up. Well, you were there. Was there obvious added security?
Yes, there was much more of a higher barrier going around, and organisation getting into the actual park itself was much quicker this year. So the queues were really flowing quite quickly.
Really? Despite extra security?
Yeah, it just seemed to flow through. Bag checks were easy.
I was going to say, were they doing bag checks? Because they did that at Bristol Pride, didn't they? So
yeah.
I think most are this year, just because of what's happened. So.
Yeah, the current threat. Yeah,
in past years, there's been quite a long wait and a long queue that doesn't seem to move, but this year was much better.
And they had a lot of people to get through, didn't they?
Certainly did. The website's boasting 300,000 people this year.
Wow. Does that make it bigger than any other Pride in the UK?
It is the biggest Pride festival in the UK.
Right. I would say that's got dibs for the biggest one in Europe. Amsterdam.
Berlin's even bigger.
That was the other weekend as well, wasn't it? Amsterdam one. And that is huge. Yeah, in fact, the Amsterdam one is called the Euro Pride, isn't it?
Oh, is it? I don't know. I think London's even hosted Euro Pride before.
Yeah,
now, so
well,
I think
it travels,
moves around, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I think it was Amsterdam this year. What were the acts, Chris?
So many to mention. Sister Sledge, Freemasons, Carly Rae Jepsen from Call Me Maybe was the headline act. Alicia Dixon, Stonebridge, just a few I can pick off the top of my head.
Right. Oh, it sounded really exciting, and that's some good names. I just love the Freemasons, love that.
So
the atmosphere must have been fantastic.
Oh, they said, was it You're Uninvited they sang?
Yes.
I like that song.
Mm. What was the atmosphere like, Chris? I bet it was absolutely fantastic, wasn't it?
It was. As much as there's a lot of people there, everybody's enjoying themselves and just having a great time, whether you're there to sit in the sun and watch the bands on main stage or go in the dance tent or the cabaret acts.
Mm. Well, how did the town take to the Pride? I know when we were at Western Pride, there was a crowd lining the footpaths and that, and they seemed to take it quite well. Was it similar at Brighton?
The same, yes. It's highly security, a bit like the Queen parading around Buckingham Palace. The streets are full.
Except there was a lot more Queens this time, yeah?
Better dressed.
I've seen it all.
And you're going to another Pride soon, aren't you? And going to report back for us. Where are you off to?
My first time going to Benidorm Pride.
Oh.
Wow.
Been to Benidorm before, but first time attending their Pride, so it should be really exciting.
When is Benidorm Pride, Chris?
It's the first weekend in September.
Oh, so when you get back, so we want to see loads of pics so we can put them on the website, and also you'll be reporting back for us, yeah?
I shall call in and be posting loads of pictures.
Thank you. And make sure you come back quickly, because I still need a fixer. I need my hair and makeup done whenever I go out and interview.
She does. Absolutely. I'm sorry. She's looking terrible.
And my
here.
Bag needs...
Oh. We'll tweet a photo so you can see. Looking very shabby.
Thanks. So just ignore
it. I think I'm the scruffiest person here. I think Steph's looking pretty put together today.
Thank you, Lucy. You're going to get a hug, girl.
You're my guru. You're my radio guru.
How much is she paying you?
It's cost me a tenner this time, Chris.
She pays me in gym. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cheap.
I'm not saying a thing. So cool. Well, thanks ever so much, Chris. I'm glad you enjoyed Brighton. And let us know what Benidorm's like, won't you?
I will. I'll check in.
Cool. Cheers for now.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Aw.
Yeah, so that's Chris Adams. That's our new Somerset correspondent for Shadow.
Yes.
And my fixer.
And Benidorm, by the sounds of it.
And Benidorm. Wow. Well, we'll have
many talents.
Yeah, so you'll have to cover the whole of Spain, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Start in Benidorm and then just,
and work,
you know,
your way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a way to live.
Official Pride correspondent.
Honestly, I can't believe you had a makeup artist while you were at Blooming Western Pride. I mean, you're just living it up now.
Well, she's talent.
You?
She's talent, Andy. Yeah. You know, you have to understand.
Yeah, give her a press pass, look.
It's all about keeping the standards.
Come on, bring it on.
But do you know, I've never been to Pride in another country. I've only ever done, like, I've done Bristol, I've done London, I've done Cardiff.
You've been to a Pride in another country, that's Wales.
Well, yeah, but come on, you know what I mean. I haven't done it, like, somewhere in Europe, etc. So, with the UK, I know it's technically another country, but...
Technically it is, and we're also part of Europe, still.
At the moment.
Yes, yeah, but there's water between us and the rest.
Slightly.
And a big tunnel, which apparently they're striking on, aren't they?
Only 80 managers. So, in fact, they're looking at calling that off now.
Oh, are they?
Because they're going to arbitration. Also saying that it's not going to affect them too much, because a lot of the workers are actually French, Belgium. So it might not affect anyone travelling. So Eurostar is saying you'll probably get on a train. So
I was
going to
say,
delay.
People are probably thinking about what happened with the ferry a couple of weeks ago and all the delays in the queues there.
Oh, and Delta Airlines.
Absolutely.
Well, that was even worse. Wasn't it?
They had a power cut.
Yeah.
And it grounded thousands of planes. Just
I'd
mad.
Just like to say that we're off scope at the moment, so sorry to our 45,000 listeners that we're being an LGBT-ish, but we're very political
We're covering travel.
Yes, I'm sure there's somebody gay works for Delta Airlines.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
LGBT people need to go on holiday as much as anybody else.
Absolutely.
What happened really?
There's the link, tenuous or not.
Well, what I have been impressed with in the news recently is that there are now insurance companies aiming their products at LGBT people. So you can get home insurance that also covers you against homophobic attacks.
Is that called
like
homo
that.
Insurance?
Homo insurance. Only for you. So. Anyway, right, now we've got a really, really packed show, so we're gonna move straight on, but we'll be back in a minute. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Perfect Strangers by Jonas Blue. Quite a nice one, that one.
Nice dancing. Yeah, yeah.
In the charts
it's
at the
got,
moment.
Like the summer dance feel about it.
Yeah, well, it's Bloom Fiesta, isn't it?
So, yes. You know,
they're playing all kind of dancey music. They're on the time of their life up there. You should have heard them before we went on air. It was hilarious.
Well, I've heard that the Mass Ascent's been cancelled, though.
Oh, has it?
Yes, due to high winds.
Oh.
It just came up over Tinterweb.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll probably find that out, listeners, FM listeners, when you go back over to the Bloom Fiesta.
Yes.
But it's just something that I saw on the Bristol Post website just now.
We should point out that's BCFM listeners. If you're listening on any of the other five stations, you may not get the Bloom Fiesta.
If you're listening from Glastonbury, you're probably less bothered about that.
So, but they do several Mass Ascents, so I'm sure that there'll be another one over the weekend. Anyway, we're digressing. We keep doing this all show.
Just chat away.
Yes. So, and we got the lovely people in from Alphabet. Hello.
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 How are we all?
Now, many of you will know Barclay's voice.
I'm back. Yes, they can't get rid of me. No.
I was going to say, I think the last time we spoke to you was about Alphabet, wasn't it? Or was it the After Dark you came in to talk to us about Pride? It was one of the two.
Yeah, I think it might have been the Pride one.
Yeah. So now, for those that are listening that perhaps didn't hear the last show where we had you on, who's going to give me an explanation of what Alphabet is?
Alphabet is a young person's youth group for the LGBT community in the Yate and surrounding area. So it's basically a safe place for 2 hours a month where young people can just go and be who they want to be and be accepted and educated about anything they might want to do and just have a fun time with the people in the community.
Awesome. And if you just let us know who are you?
I am Fern and I am
Fern. And who have you got with you today?
Hi, I'm Pixis. I'm from Chimisobri.
Okay.
I'm Lily Green, and I'm from South Gloucestershire.
Right, okay.
Well, and of course, Barclay, that we've already mentioned. You can't miss, no matter how hard you try.
I'm here too.
They can't get rid of me.
Now, who's members? Barclay, you're the main organiser, aren't you? You two are members.
Yeah.
So how long have you been going?
I was there from the first meeting.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, when was that?
Last year, around this time. I think we've just been going for a year.
No, right. No, it was April. You came in, it was started in April last year. Okay. So it's been going for just over about nearly 18 months, not quite.
Okay, and so if one of you came over, what was it that sort of attracted you to the idea of going to a group in the first place?
Well, I found it quite helpful because I hadn't come out to my family yet, and it was a safe place where I could go and not be judged and like could actually be myself rather than having to hide like I did around my family and friends and stuff.
Yeah I guess that's really
it's a very common thing we hear.
Yeah.
So I mean, is it would you say it's helped you in a big way, like?
Yeah, because I made lots of new friends, and the people that I have met have helped me like coming out to my family and that sort of stuff, like, and help me be more confident with who I am.
Awesome. And if anybody sort of maybe let us know, so what's the sort of general format of the meetings, and how do people have a say in running it, and how does that kind of thing sort of work?
I'll answer that one. Yeah, so we, as Fern said, we run on the last Sunday of the month for a couple of hours from 7 till 9 in Yate. And we have the luxury of a really fantastic cafe setup, which has a cinema and a pool table and DJ equipment. And we always make sure there's kind of refreshments available. And then every month we try and have a speaker come in. So, like, for example, we've had someone from the police and someone from SARI, which is a hate crime organisation. We've had people talk about safer drug use. And also last month we had someone come and talk to us from FLAG, which is the parents group for families and friends of lesbians and gays. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, it's
oh,
a
yes,
kind of...
Oh, right. It's got double F, that one, isn't it? It always throws me for FLAG.
For FLAG. Yeah, so every session we have something structured, but there's also... Okay. Time when people can just as Pixis and
but you all socialise as well. And do you like? Are you all friends away from the group as well? When after you meet at the group?
Yeah.
Do tell them about Pride.
I was about to. So for Pride, we all went as a group. There was six of us that went as a group.
Right.
So we had no leaders with us. We completely planned it originally and uniquely from the rest of the group. Went just as friends. We planned our day how we wanted to do it, and we just went round Pride. It was a new experience. Some of us had gone before.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was my first time going, and I completely loved it. I don't think I would have gone without the support of my friends I'd learned, like I got from the group.
But what was your best bit of Pride then?
I loved going around all the different tents and like all the different stores and like meeting the new people and the new like organisations that I hadn't like heard of before.
Yeah
there's loads of people involved in Pride. It's very diverse.
Did you get that say? Because I remember the first time I ever saw a group of LGBT people that big, I was like, oh my god, I didn't know there were so many of us.
Yeah.
Did you get that when you went to Pride?
Yeah, I was kind of like, this is a really big thing. Yeah. I didn't know there was that many people.
Did any of you march? Did anybody march? Or
yeah, all six of us went down in the parade.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So. Yeah, that's
so, and it was a longer one this year as well. It was huge.
Yeah.
In fact, we normally try and tie the broadcast in, so we start broadcasting when the march arrives. But it was so long this year, we had to start beforehand because they arrived at the beginning of the park when the end hadn't left the start. So
Yeah, it was a struggle. To like get into it. We're all kind of like stood at the side, and then the parade started, and we're like, wait, we've actually got to get in this line to go into this parade now.
So excellent. So what's have you got, can you give us any pointers on what might be coming up in the next couple of months, or do you literally decide it on a month to month basis?
Would it be all right just to say a little bit about why we're actually here?
Absolutely.
Would that
yes,
be okay?
No, yes,
because,
you can. Yeah.
This was sparked from something that's happened in the last couple of months. The funding for the group stops in September,
right.
And we thought we couldn't carry on. And so we put a big shout out, to try and change that. And subsequently, we've been, these people, lovely people, have been on the front page of the newspapers, and they've been on radio, and it's been a really impressive kind of campaign, and we've put a lot out on social media. And subsequently, Merlin Housing Society, which is a local housing provider in South Gloucestershire, they've offered us to support us through till the next financial year, which is fantastic.
That's great.
And then we've got a meeting coming up with South Gloucestershire Council next month in September to talk to them about how they're going to support us going forward. So it's really been so important, and so, you know, such an impact that the young people have been able to kind of get their voices heard, literally get their voices heard.
Yeah.
And that's really good, because we were worried we were actually going to be talking to you about it closing down, but you now have actually got it secured. So how long is that going to hold you up for?
So the Housing Society's funded from Merlin will carry us through till April 2017, and then we're talking to the council next month in September to talk to them about how they can fund us going forward beyond that. So and they seem to be saying that they want to do that. So but we haven't had the conversation yet, so they may just say,
because there has been a real kind of squeeze on everything, hasn't there? And we've noticed it with loads of other groups. I think even Freedom Youth here in Bristol's had that kind of whole squeeze thing. Do you think it's something that will get better? It's a bit hard to say, isn't it?
I'm honoured to be able to say I was one of the people that set Freedom Youth up 20 odd years ago, and it's gone through patches. You know, we've had patches in the 90s when we were a full-time project. You know, we had development workers working full-time. It's gone right down again. It's picked right up again now, off the record of running it, and it's going really well, and there's people working on it full-time again. So it's a real kind of, you know, peaks and troughs, but obviously current financial climate, it's really difficult. Youth services have been cut to like nothing almost, so it's like the bare minimum, and we're kind of trying to hang on in there.
Yeah, and if I may, there has, because obviously your story it did actually get publicised online on the, was it the South Gloss Gazette, or have I got that right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But there was some sort of comment on the story, and I wonder if you'd like to address it, because there were a few people making commenters asking why in this time of straitened needs there was a need for an LGBT specific youth group.
I love the use of the word straitened there.
in these financially tight times, and because I know there's a perception these days that if you're younger, and we were talking about this, there's less prejudice than there was possibly, and I know this is happening across LGBT culture. It's not just youth groups, but I was just wondering.
It's an age-old question. People do say, you know, with equality getting better, why do we need things like shout out? Why do we need things like the youth groups? Yeah. You know, I mean, how would you answer?
I was
that?
Wondering if any, yeah, and if any of the young people.
Can
have
I suggest Lily talks about?
Yeah, I was wondering if Lily could say something.
Because
you
can just say it.
Sure. I think a lot of people who are straight and who aren't really part of the community don't really kind of understand that there is still a lot of prejudice around, and there is still a lot of people who don't really understand us and don't really understand what we're about. And I think it's I think it's really important to get the message across. So, you know, even people who wouldn't normally come across LGBT LGBT people in their community kind of, you know, get the information. And so if they could, because, you know, cultures are becoming more and more diverse, and we're having so much more kind of, diversity in, you know, just generally. And so I think, you know, you're going to come across LGBT people. So it's very important that, you know, you have information on them. So you don't feel uncomfortable.
But the group isn't for other people to get information. It's for youth LGBT people to come and...
Yeah, but...
Straight allies are okay, though, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but what I mean is there's probably a straight person who said, you know, it's getting better, and why do we need it?
Absolutely,
that's what I mean.
No, that's great. Yeah, no, completely.
I was also thinking, Lily's got a bit of a sort of quite a profound story about the experiences you had at school, and maybe just say a little bit about that, because that's something I think is really important and relevant.
Sure. My school experience wasn't I mean, I live in a very rural area, so, you know, my experience was very different from people who live in diverse communities or, you know, in cities where, you know, there's a lot of diversity, I think.
Well, so that is your experience then, because it is a rumour that, you know, the more rural you are, the more prejudice there is. That has been your experience.
And, and the harder it is to find people who you can be comfortable with and be in a safe space with.
I mean, the fact that, you know, the police were involved and there were hate crimes actually happening in school and school didn't know how to manage it and they were, you know, there were attacks on you, like, pretty much on a daily basis, and that the effect that had on you long term, and it's been really significant.
Yeah, no, I've had a lot of, you know, I've been attacked many times, you know, just in my community in Thornbury, you know, on its just generally I've been attacked a lot, you know, by different people. I mean, I've had my nose broken, I've had people come to my house, you know, every single night of the summer and bang on my door and, you know, try to get at me, and I had to call the police every single night to the point where we had like a marker on our house, and so when we called the police they'd come extra fast because, you know, they think I'd be in some sort of serious danger. And at school the bullying was literally from, you know, the first time I went to school till I ended in secondary, it was on constant and it never stopped, and no matter
We are rapidly running out of time, but
okay, really quickly, mental health, stigma, anxiety and depression, self-harm, cutting yourself, self-injury, these are all really, really high amongst LGBTQ young people. Yeah. That's why we need to provide spaces where people like Pixis, etc. can come along and find support.
It's lovely hearing your story. You say you know, it helps you, you know, with things like coming out to your family and the like as well, and I guess it also brings you together with some friends that you can just hang around and be yourselves. So I mean, you two, I presume you stay members for a few years. What age groups do you cover? Do you know?
We're 13 to 19.
Right.
So, yeah, we're right across the range from sort of, you know, secondary through to people going to college and doing A-levels. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, listen, the good news is you've got funding. You're going to be around for a while, which is great. I was dreading the fact that we'd have to say you might be closing down, but we don't, which is brilliant. So thank you ever so much for coming on to talk to us. If there are people that are listening, because we do obviously reach some of the rural areas, and of course we're also available online. So if there are people in the area that might want to come along that may be listening and thinking, oh, I might like to join a youth group, how do they find out more about you? And perhaps, you know, can you just come along and drop in? And
yeah, no, the best thing to do for people is we've got a Facebook group, LGBTQ Yate, so people can search that online and find us that way. And we've also got our own website, the diversitytrust.org.uk website. And people can, you know, can kind of phone in, and we're on Twitter. And so there's lots of ways in which people can find out about us by just putting searches on LGBTQ Yate.
Cool. Well, listen, we'll make sure we get the list off you with all the different things and we'll bang it up on the website. But it's lovely to meet you both. Lovely to see you again, Mark. Yeah, I'm sure we'll see you again very soon. But stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
So, the Shout Out podcast.
There's another new one, that one. That's Bastille, and it's called Good Grief. So, I really like Bastille.
Yeah, we were just saying, feel good, happy.
Yeah, you're a Bastille fan then.
Well, I don't know them particularly well, but I like their songs on the radio. So this is obviously an album track or something. Or
no, it's a single. I buy mine on like iTunes and like so. It's in the iTunes chart.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Is it available on 45 RPM as well? Because that's how I buy singles.
What?
No, you're old enough to remember.
Get a cassette tape and tape it off the radio.
It was 33 and 45, and I think there was at one point something like 76, wasn't there?
78.
Oh, was
and
it
16 before that? But you're going back a long way.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you probably remember.
Yeah, I can remember.
Figure of eight cassettes as well. Then,
I can remember smoke signals. Actually, I'm that old. I'm 2 trillion years old in games.
Talking drums.
So, anyway, as you can probably tell, Terry and Nat are in. So let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 11th of August.
The Turing Trust has been in touch with its supporters this week, named after the famous gay mathematician whose work in code breaking did so much to help the war effort in the 1940s. The Trust recycles computer and IT equipment for developing countries with an eye on advancing human rights. They are organising a major shipment of computers to Malawi over the weekend of 3rd and 4th September and need volunteers to help in the process. For further information, visit Turing Trust. trust.co.uk.
Dissident radio service for the Balkans, Radio Free Europe, reports this week that Anna Branovich is making history as she is poised to be sworn in as the first lesbian member of government in any Balkan country. Ms. Branovich joins the Serbian government as a business and administration expert. Her credentials are formidable and she has already been voted Businesswoman of the Year in the country. The government, which is made up of the Socialist Party and the Progressive Liberal Party, are working hard to change attitudes in this deeply conservative country, where violence erupted at the 2010 Pride Parade, with ultra-nationalists injuring 150 marchers and police. Visit our website for the full analysis of Branovich's appointment, courtesy of Radio Free Europe.
If you're any doubt that LGBT youth groups are still needed, then consider the recent case of a group of heterosexual teenage louts who last week attempted to disrupt a gay youth group meeting quietly at a church in Lothian in Scotland. A press release from Police Scotland takes up the story. They say, a group of people attending a LGBT meeting at the Bog Hall Parish Church in Elizabeth Drive on Thursday the 4th of August were confronted by a number of teenagers and subjected to homophobic abuse. Following robust inquiries within the local area, three of the males aged 13 and 14 were detained on Sunday the 7th of August and subsequently charged. A fourth male aged 15 was traced and charged on Monday the 8th. Gay and transgender newswires have praised the police for their swift response and say they will not be intimidated by unruly youths.
Our pop culture correspondent and media watcher, Paul from Gay West, tells us that it was confirmed early in the week on the BBC Strictly Come Dancing Twitter account and Facebook that Will Young has become the second celebrity to be announced to do this year's Strictly Come Dancing. He has already appeared on the hit BBC One show as one of the musical interlude acts several times over the year. Will tweeted that he was so excited after the news was revealed. However, later in the week, Pink News and Gaystar News both ran with the story that the BBC show will not allow gay participants like Will to have a same-sex dancing partner. The reason given is that there are certain conventions in ballroom dancing which require a male lead and a female follower.
Meanwhile, it is still possible to go onto the BBC to Radio 2 website and listen to the Dermot O'Leary show 3 to 6pm from Saturday, August 6th, when Dermot chatted to Will and performed a few songs during the first hour of the show.
And it's congratulations to Tom Daly and Daniel Goodfellow after they leapt in the Olympic pool in celebration after winning bronze in the 10-metre synchronised diving. They almost fell out of the medals contest until a superb fifth-round dive put them back in the run with 92.13 points. After a tense wait for the final round scores, they hugged with joy when a tally of 444.45 points put them 6 ahead of Germany, and China won gold and the USA silver. Tom is one of the out Olympic athletes competing in the Rio Games. Not everyone is caught up with Olympic fever, however. Protests have taken place over allegations of corruption in the Games and at high levels of the Brazilian government. Meanwhile, allegations reported on some gay news wires suggest that out gay athletes have been subject to homophobic football style chanting at events. So far, these reports have not been picked up by mainstream media.
For these news stories and more, visit our website shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Natalie.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's this girl. I love the name of the group as
well.
Say it,
yep.
Kongs and Cooking on Three Burners.
How did they come up with that?
No idea.
It's a good tune though. I do like dancing too.
Yeah, I like that tune actually.
Yeah.
So, and I've got a bit of a dancey remix one for you coming up later.
Looking forward to it. Okay, good.
So now I'm talking about partying. It is well and truly in Pride season at the moment, which is always a great fun time of year. There's Prides everywhere. But there's a new one coming up very soon. And I have three lovely women sat opposite me who are coming to talk to me about it. So welcome to the show. Now, hang on. Let me see if I get your names right. Maya, Sophie and Lexi. Is that right?
Yeah. Mia.
Mia. Oh, Mia, sorry. Yeah,
That's okay.
Sorry.
Everyone makes the same mistake.
Oh, do they? Okay. I'm lucky. You can't really get Andy wrong. So. Now, tell us what you're coming to talk to us about.
Trans Pride Southwest.
Ah, which is a new one, isn't it?
It is, yes. It basically was inspired by Sarah Savage, who runs the Trans Pride Brighton.
Yes, yes. And famous from that Channel 4 programme.
My Trans Summer.
That's where people probably know Sarah from, isn't it? So we've actually had her on the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, of course, she's wonderful, isn't she?
Yes, and I think she wrote a book, and we've had that read out on air as well, which was great fun. Why the need in... Is it going to be here in Bristol?
It's going to be here in Bristol in the Old Market area and also the other gay village.
West End.
So it's encompassing as much of Bristol as we can muster for this year.
Cool. Now I'm going to play devil's advocate because obviously doing Shatter, we know, but the first question we always get asked is why is there a need for a separate pride for X people or Y people, etc. And of course, in this particular instance, it's a trans pride. So why, in your opinion, is there a need for a specific trans pride as opposed to the main pride event that we have?
The main reason for trans pride is to help to separate the issues that trans people have from the issues the LGBT as a whole have. Basically, the big main difference is LGBT is focused on sexual orientation. Trans pride focuses on gender identity. That's the fundamental difference.
Right.
The issues that we face in everyday life are vastly different.
Cool. So what's the plan with the pride then? You say it's going to be... Is it going to be in the venues and with different things going on? What kind of things can people expect if they're coming along?
Well, the event itself is now spread over 4 days. We have
It's a party, don't you? 4 days?
Possibly. Yeah. it's possibly best if I hand over to Lexi here because she's been instrumental... Sophie. She's been instrumental
Lexi
in...
Yes,
we are looking to run Real Boy on the Thursday before.
Oh, right, what's that?
It's a female-to-male transgender person coming out. It's a new film. It's actually out at the moment, running with Queer Festival at the moment. We have actually got the Odeon in the centre.
Oh, fab.
So we're looking for a launch party we're running on the Thursday night.
All right.
And then going into flag raising on the Friday, on the Friday after.
Cool.
So, yes, we're actually putting it all up on the website and on the page as of Monday.
Sorry, am I asking you all stuff about what's going on when you're still in the process of organising?
It's been changing on and off with venues.
Has
a few bits and pieces have happened, but we're very closely getting to it and concreting everything down. So
yeah, we know from talking to the likes of other people organising Pride, things do change.
Very quickly. One minute everything looks good, then it changes, then it's all going in the right direction now. So
cool. So what's the plan? Is it a ticketed event or are the individual things you have to pay for, or are there bits that are free? Or
it's basically a free event weekend for everyone to turn up to.
Right.
Obviously we've got fundraisers coming up in the process. We've got one in Bath, encouraging Bath at the moment. I'm running on 20th of August at Mandolin's.
Oh, yeah.
So, got a night there running and looking for a venue in Bristol. We're in process of sorting out another fundraiser event there as well.
Oh, cool. The venues here in Bristol actually tend to be very good at supporting fundraisers. So.
Yeah, we're doing quite well at the moment. So we've got crowdfunder going at the moment as well. So any donations would be very gratefully received.
We'll be putting that on the website later.
Brilliant.
So that'll be going in. Yeah.
So are you having a big party at the end of it all, like they tend to do at all? Is that one of the things that's planned?
It's at the moment we've the first part of the actual program is on the website.
Right.
If you follow the links off of our page, you can actually find the website. At the moment, again, it's still on regular updates. So at the moment, the basis is there. But again, a few venues have changed. But we are looking to run a quite big end of Pride party. So.
So watch this space. It's a secret. What are the dates that we're running over for this?
It was originally 23rd to the 25th of September, but we're using the 22nd now as well to run the film.
Which is the Thursday.
The Thursday before. Cool.
Now I'm looking at it now. It's won loads of stuff. It's been in loads of official film festivals.
The trailers
are
interesting.
It's looking really good. It looks really, really good. So it's been to lots of LGBT film festivals.
We're really lucky to be honest. Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah. That sounds great. Is there going to be anything around the screening in particular, or is it just going to be a screening if you manage to...
Just a screening at the moment,
Basically a launch party. So we have got a room available at the cinema as well, so...
That's really great. Yeah. It looks like it's one of the first places in the UK to show it as well.
Yeah, so thanks to Queer Vision.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Are you partnered with Queer Vision?
With Queer Vision as well, right, so they help the site.
Yeah, no, they're pretty on this kind of stuff. Oh, that's really good.
They are very good. The people from Queer Vision. So
awesome. So have you got any sort of, I mean, obviously it sounds fantastic and I wish you all the very best, and it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. Have you got any plans to try and like build on it, or are you just going to see how it goes? Because, you know, I mean, Bristol Pride, we've got a dog show and all sorts now, so I'm just wondering.
I suppose you could have a trans dog show, can't you? It's still just a dog show.
Well, it's a dog show, yeah. trans Pride dog show, yeah.
Gay for a laugh, yeah. Do anything once, see what happens.
It'll be different to have a cat show. Although that could actually get quite messy, I think.
People would get very partisan, I think. It might all get a little bit difficult, yeah.
I think we could probably expand next year, but next year's already kind of in the pipeline.
Oh, yeah. Really? So, oh, yeah. Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Great.
It does seem to be the way these things go, so... Yeah. But it's great, and it's brilliant, especially if you've got the support of both sides of town. Although it sounds like you're going to be moving around quite a lot.
It's going to be a long weekend, I would say, definitely.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned things like website and the like. We are slowly running out of time, but obviously, you know, the whole aim of you coming in was to make people aware and so that we can plug it. You're crowdfunding to try and fund some of it.
Yeah.
Have you got a main website where people can go and find out what's planned and what the Google search term is?
If you actually Google on the Trans Pride Southwest, it does actually come up quite good on there.
Cool.
Okay.
So we are actually quite high on the actual rating thing on there for Google status.
Awesome.
So the website is www.transpridesw.org.uk.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to talk to you. And what we'll have to do is we'll have to see if we can get one of our guys down to do some reporting on it back for us. But do stay in touch and let us know what the events are planned and the like, and we'll make sure we get it out to the audience as well. But especially for a first one, I know how hard these things are to get off the ground. So keep up the good work, and we hope it's a really successful event.
Thank you.
All the best of luck for it. It looks like it's going to be great.
And stay in touch and let us know how it all goes.
Yeah, we will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Man, that was busy.
That has been a busy show.
Yeah.
I'm a bit prided to death.
Sorry, what was that?
I'm a bit prided to death.
Are you?
Lots of pride.
A hell of a lot of pride going on at the moment.
It's good.
Yeah. It is good, yeah. I'm just not that much of a party anymore.
I've got to say, it looks like a great programme. It looks like they've got loads of good stuff going on. They were really lovely as well. Yeah, so they've got a lot of good things going on.
We are very lucky. We do get some really, really nice guests to come in and talk to us. So.
Yeah.
Now, which one of you are we sending away in a hot air balloon?
Me. Can I parachute out of it?
Do what you like now. You go, girl.
Yeah, I've seen them. They parachute out of balloons. It's brilliant.
Yeah, really?
Love to
really?
Do
it.
Could you do that?
Could you broadcast whilst doing it and maybe get a bit of like a clip for us?
Yeah.
And then we can replay it.
What, like, splat.
Take the recorder with you.
Carrying an LGBT flag.
Don't think that's how parachuting's supposed to work. But yeah.
Yes, it is one thing you want to get right first time is parachuting.
Have you been up in a balloon?
No, I haven't.
Have you been in Bristol when they've had the inflated one? That's an inflated balloon. They have it in Castle Park
a few years ago.
They had the cage and it went up on a wire, and then they brought you back down. The view was amazing when you were up there. You could see the whole way across Bristol.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
I must confess to only ever seeing the balloon festival at a distance, as it were. As in, I've never actually gone to Ashton Court.
Okay. But in the years gone by, when it wasn't quite so difficult.
It is so bad now.
It is mental.
I went to the first ever one, and I think that's the last time I ever went there.
Oh, really?
No, you've got...
Tell us about the first ever one.
It was memorable because it was in the Victorian era.
Oh,
yeah. You're just too far away. Wait till I cover then, you get
those
a slap.
Those pesky Wright brothers were peddling their newfangled contraption.
How did you know?
I still remember years ago what the Bloom, just after the Bloom Fiesta started, I had to go to a training course up north, and you had to do this, sit around and introduce yourself. And I sat there and I said, oh yeah, well, last night I was driving along and I looked up in the sky and it was Sonic the Hedgehog followed by a full pack of Fosters flying along in the sky towards me. And they all looked at me like I was really weird.
And then they sent you for your drug testing?
Yes.
Can you pee in this cup, please?
So, I don't know if you remember, there used to be a bowling alley called Arena One over at Ashton. And I used to work there when I was a teenager, and we did actually have one of the hot air balloons actually crash land on top of the roof, and the whole thing came down over the front entrance.
Oh, ouch. Well,
did they get a strike?
Get a strike?
Yeah, did they get a strike?
Come on, Andy, keep up.
Top tip is, if you do go to the Downs, they'll dive bomb you. You can get dive bombed by hot air balloons up on the Downs. They sort of come down very low and then sweep
up
again.
But it's the better place to watch them early in the morning up on the Downs opposite Ashton Court, so on the Bristol side.
Oh, and you can go totally the other side as well. The road that goes out to the airport, you get a lovely view from the hill up there all the way across Bristol, and you can see all the hot air balloons from that side as well.
Yeah, that's when people get angry. They're heading out to get a plane for a holiday and they can't get through.
Because everyone's rubbernecking the balloons going, oh, that's lovely.
Well, that makes a change from the usual traffic jams.
Yeah, it makes normal Bristol traffic slightly more pleasant to sit in, because at least you get to gaze at some lovely hot air balloons.
Yes. Purdy. I'm going to be up there tomorrow.
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah, being dragged in there because I'm doing my show tomorrow afternoon.
From a hot air balloon?
From a hot air balloon. Now, that would be novel.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick Hart, if you're listening, I want to be in a balloon.
Yeah. They're up
Nat
there.
Can
the guys
jump
are
out
up
and
there.
Steph can play tunes. It's all good.
Yes, for listeners on other stations, we'll be returning you to your normal stuff afterwards. But BCFM is going back to the Bloom Fiesta after our show.
Yes, if we're not already there now.
Well, we are. Yeah, they're on the feed. I can see them.
Oh, okay.
They're logging into the computer to try and get us back. So.
Okay, we should have raised the flag.
What, the flag?
Yeah, the LGBT flag. While we're on for a whole hour over the Balloon Fiesta.
Oh yes,
that would have been good.
Have rainbow balloon.
Is there an LGBT themed balloon? Does anybody know?
I don't. Not by purpose, but there is a rainbow balloon, isn't there? I've seen that fly.
Oh yeah.
Around.
Okay.
I'll
right,
tell
yeah.
you tomorrow.
Yes, you'll have to let us know.
Yeah, Cameron balloons have the multicoloured one.
Sorry?
Cameron balloons have a multicoloured one.
Yeah. See, I heard that name and I thought, what? Sorry? What? What's happened? Okay, right, fine. There is a... Right.
And I guess occasionally they do actually do the balloon flights all over. So they will go down to Glastonbury area and Froome and fly around there.
The night glow is the best bit.
That's
have you ever
night.
Been to the night glow That's where night. They light them all up in time to the music?
I've heard it's good.
It's brilliant. Yeah. It's really atmospheric when you're there and you see all these giant balloons lighting up and the like.
And, of course, one of our presenters is up there as well, Matthew Tosh, one of the Shout-Out crew, doing fireworks. Because he's a as well as...
He's a pyromaniac.
He's a
pyrotechnical consultant.
Yes, and he's also
a pyromaniac, yeah.
That too, yeah.
And a campanologist.
Is he?
Yeah, he likes ringing his bell.
Well...
Or anyone else's, he can get hold of.
Wherever you can get into to ring the bells, beware.
Yes.
Love you, Matthew.
Ding dong.
He's going to be so happy when he hears this.
Yeah, so if you want to invite Matthew along to ring your bell.
He's done lots of fireworks that a lot of people would have seen, actually. I think he was part of the one when they had the bridge celebrations for the Clifton Suspension Bridge.
Mm.
I think that was one of the ones he did.
Oh, with their happy birthday.
Yeah, you remember they let tons of fireworks up across the bridge.
They did,
so. And have you seen they've opened up the bottom as well now? So you can actually go down into the bit underneath.
In the catacombs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's quite a narrow bit you have to get through to get into it.
Yeah. Which they didn't know they existed until a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Which is, you know, well, apparently the plan's been lost. That's why.
Yeah, no, they didn't know they existed till a brick fell out.
So, anyway, that is it from us for this week. To our listeners on other stations, BSR, GFM, Froome FM, Pirate Nation Radio and Base FM, thank you very much for joining us. For those of you here on our home station, we're going back to the Bloom Fiesta in a minute.
Shoutoutradio.lgbt, that's where we are online, and you can also get links to all our supporting stations, and including our home one here at BCFM.
Next week, there's going to be a man in uniform in the studio.
Ooh,
so join us for that. But for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye,
everyone.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.